I'm Christopher Bell, driver of the number 20 Toyota Supra for Joe Gibbs Racing, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane live here. Well, typically we are high atop Chicago, the Allstate Skyline Studio. Here we are ground zero for racing and NASCAR racing here at one of the greatest and iconic venues in all of sports, specifically racing, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Here with a guy that's been a 2017 Truck Series champ, he's been an Xfinity Rookie of the Year, USAC champ, the driver of the number 20 Xfinity Series Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing, the one and only Christopher Bell. Christopher, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thank you for having me on here.
Doug Bowles here at Indianapolis is always trying to use this facility to kind of be more things to more people, bring in all kinds of racing. Indianapolis 500 is, you know, one of the biggest events in all of racing. You know, of course, NASCAR weekend here with the Brickyard. But to bring in the dirt racing, something that you, of course, you know, you've won championships in that, multiple Chili Bowls. Talk a little bit about how they built that in, kind of integrated in to the track here.
Yeah, it's really special that Doug is very in tune with all the dirt track racing and the short track racing community here in Indiana. And last year they built this dirt track, but they classified it as a temporary dirt track, and they said, yeah, this is kind of a one-time thing, we don't know if it's going to happen again. And then come find out, we're on year two. And in the driver's meeting in year two, he said, guess what? It's permanent. We're here to stay. It's going to be an annual event. So that was really cool.
Yeah, well, we talked with him. He's been a big fan. Of course, in a lot of parts of America, dirt track racing is exactly what it is that people get to experience on a regular basis and that people really enjoy. Being from Norman, Oklahoma, I got to say that, you know, both my great uncle and my grandfather went to University of Oklahoma, so go Sooners. But experiencing dirt track racing, talk about how it has been received here. These have been sellout events. This has been, I mean, a huge success. Are you surprised, or is this like, yeah, I knew it all along?
Well, I think if anybody would have asked if dirt track inside Indianapolis Motor Speedway is going to work, everyone would have probably assumed it would. But both years have been an outstanding crowd, and it's really cool. You don't typically get to race in front of that many people, so to be able to see all the fans and how enthusiastic and just the atmosphere that floats around this place is pretty cool.
You talk about the fans being enthusiastic. Like I said, sold out. People love it. People come for it. But the drivers too, right? Are you surprised that there's been a bunch of Cup drivers getting in on it? Obviously, you're in on it. And it's the kind of racing, you got kids 16 years old, right? And then you got drivers, I don't want to say past their prime, but in the later stages of their career, the drivers love to do it too.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by it just because it's such a cool event and it's a unique event. A lot of these dirt track racers will never get the opportunity to race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, so it really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, on the Xfinity Series, you're, you know, number two in the standings right now, number one as far as NASCAR goes in the playoff prediction. Is there any kind of switch-up? I mean, you've been successful in every kind and style of racing. Do dirt track one day, and then a couple days later, race on the Speedway here?
It's pretty cool, man. I'm living the dream, that's for sure. And if you had asked me that a couple years ago, if I ever thought that I would be able to race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway on the big track here, I would have told you you're crazy. But it's really cool to be able to go from the dirt track to the pavement track, and it makes it a fun little week to come out here.
I mean, is there any kind of, like, where you've got to kind of recalibrate, or is it easy, right? You're just used to driving everything?
Well, the cars are so different, and you sit in them so differently. So whenever you get in a stock car, you kind of, You the mindset's already there that, all right, I got to lift for the corner now. You know, I can't bend it at the flag stand. So, yeah, just the mindset's totally different.
Talking with Vince Welch, you know, our buddy, of course, he's an Indiana native as well and the voice of the Truck Series. You know, you've won championships and everything, and now you're poised for this. Do you think this is the year that you kind of win the Xfinity title as well and then head on maybe next into the Cup Series?
I'm not sure. The way the NASCAR format is, it's looking, we've got a shot at it anyway, but ultimately it all boils down to Homestead. So if we get to Homestead and we have the fastest race car, then I think we've got a great shot at it. Last year, Homestead was one of our worst races of the year. So we have that one circled to improve upon, and hopefully we'll have a shot at it.
We got a lot of listeners that appreciate, and Road America is one of those great tracks. You've had a lot of fun up there and been able to race there recently. When it comes to all the different venues and Xfinity and trucks, sometimes you're not having kind of that combined kind of Cup Series weekend. You're off at different tracks. What are, if you had to name like one or two favorite ones and for whatever reason?
Well, I mean, Road America has obviously been really good to me this year. And on top of that, the fans are really good there. They have a really good turnout. Iowa is a really fun racetrack to go to. So I'd say those are probably two of my favorites.
For those people who want to catch up with you, obviously excited to watch you here for the race there at Indianapolis. But for social media-wise, people want to keep up with all your adventures, where can they go?
Yeah, I'm on all three forms of social media, so you can just find me at Christopher Bell.
It's easy. All right, thanks, Christopher. Good luck, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you.